Thank you. Chick Corea on piano and Bela Fleck on banjo there with some great, great sounds from their album called Remembrance. And I think probably because it was released after Chick Corea died, it died in 21, and this album was actually recorded in Europe on their final tour in 2019 and just released in 2024. Excellent and very different sort of duet album that just made a lot of sense to me this year. I loved it. And it's brought us well into the final hour of our program today. It's 12:11 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Another change in mood now. A different sounding quartet than the one you heard earlier, but it's still led by a saxophonist, James Brandon Lewis. Clearly in the top echelon of contemporary jazz musicians generally, and saxophonists in particular. This quartet has Arawan Ortiz on piano, Brad Jones on bass, and Chad Taylor on drums. The album is called Transfiguration, and I'm at the point, I've probably mentioned it before on air. If it says that James Brandon Lewis is involved in the album, you can go to the bank on that. It's really good stuff. Here are two tracks from Transfiguration with James Brandon Lewis and his quartet. The first one is called Swerve. The second one is called Per Six. James Brandon Lewis.
Thank you.
James Brandon Lewis from his album called Transfiguration, a great saxophonist in the current jazz world, and always actually has had some very interesting concept albums as well. This one's sort of a straightforward quartet, and he can just do the whole thing. And it's getting on to 12:30. It's about 12:29, I guess, now. And that means there's about half hour left on the show. So let's keep on going. This next album that I really enjoyed this year has a fascinating sort of backstory. Drummer Dan Weiss worked with a trio that I think the first time that he put this group together, with Miguel Zenon on saxophone and Matt Mitchell on piano. Now, the album has a lot of shorter tracks on it, and they have a reason for doing that. Some of the tracks, the first, I'm going to play five tracks, actually, from this album. They're very, some of them are very only a couple of minutes long. The first two were fully composed and worked on by the trio, with the improvisations coming from that composition. The other three that you're going to hear, and a lot of the other tracks on the album, were recorded by drummer Weiss as solo grooves, just solo drum, which he then gave to Miguel Zenon and Matt Mitchell and said, okay, improvise over it. Here's your tune. Here's your background. Go for it. And the other members of the trio ended up putting the album together after they interpreted the drum solos that Weiss had used as the background for the other tracks. Now, if you can follow all of that, just listen to the music. It's really good. And Miguel Zenon and Matt Mitchell are solidly competent musicians. And so is Weiss. And putting it all together is really cool. The album is called Even Odds. And the album cover shows three hands doing the rock, paper, scissors thing without Lizard Spock, if that means anything to you. Just the conventional scissors, paper, stone, Even Odds. And Dan Weiss with his trio, the tracks titles probably don't mean a great deal, but there is one that does. The second one in is called The Children of Uvalde. And that, as you can be aware of, is Uvalde, Texas, the shooting in May 2022 of 19 students and two teachers. And it's a tribute, and it's a very evocative piece, the second track in, and it's called The Children of Uvalde. And there's a reason, obviously, for that, that is pretty obvious. The other ones are, the ones after that track, are short improvisations that are really quite neat. Here's Dan Weiss, Even Odds. Thank you.
Thank you.
some very cool drumming there by Dan Weiss, and an interesting concept for a lot of the music on that album is improvised over Don Weiss's drum solos, little riffs that he puts out to the other two members of the trio, who then improvise over his bass, or the bass of the drums, if you will. There you go. And that's just about getting to the end of our show today. There's still many more albums that are really great from 2024. But I'm going to end with one that's really really also a bit out there by a violinist whose name is Modney, M-O-D-N-E-Y. He was formerly known as Josh Modney, but now he's just known as Modney. There you go. And he has got an album called Ascending Primes that has sort of at times a quite remarkable blend of jazz, classical, new age. And the package moves from being almost quiet melody, lush, beautiful stuff, to near cacophony, sometimes within a bar. It's a very interesting album. A friend of mine... if you're listening, Colin Skronk is what some people use to describe parts of this music anyhow. Personnel here are from several different genres. The jazz musicians include saxophonist Anna Weber, trumpeter Nate Woolley, cornetist Ben Lamar Gay, pianist Corey Smythe, electronics musicians Charmaine Lee and Sam Plutz, drummer Kate Gentile, as well as several horn players and seven string players. You got all that straight now? The album title is Ascending Primes, and it really requires a lot more knowledge of mathematics than I have. But anyhow, the music proceeds through groups of musicians that reflect the ascending prime numbers. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, whatever. And the music is, I'm quoting now from the notes, rooted in just intonation, a tuning practice based on whole number ratios rather than the octave dividing equal temperament system more familiar from the piano keyboard. My wife explained that to me. She's a professional pianist, and I still I know that the do re mi fa so is this, and the just treatment treats everything as equal notes, which doesn't work out the same way as when you go do re mi fa so. So, just listen to the music is my advice. It really works quite well. I'm going to play just the start of the album, which is all I've got time for with the rest, because the tracks, some of them are quite long. The music is fascinating. It's there are flurries of sound. The violin at times is quite mellow, and at other times is not. So I'll take us out with Modney from the album Ascending Primes. And my name is Keith Black, and as always, it's been a treat. It is a treat for me to share my music with you once a week. And I'll be back next week, hopefully, to do it again. There may even be more people around. I think there's two security guys and me are the only two people in the building at the moment. But a happy new year to anybody who's listening. I hope that this turns out to be a really good one for all of us, and that some of the problems that sort of plagued 2024 have died with the year, and will not proceed into more problems this year. However it goes, I'll be back with the music, and the music is always a grounding thing for me and hopefully for you. Thanks for tuning in today. Take care of yourselves for the next week and always, and I hope that you'll tune in again next week. Here is Modney taking us out with Ascender, the first track of the Ascending Primes. Bye for now.